now welcome on to call the head coach of the Villanova Wildcats, Mark Ferrante. Good morning, Coach Ferrante.
Good morning, Rob. How are you?
I'm well. Congratulations to you and your staff and your players for earning a playoff berth and getting there with a 55-33 win over your rival Delaware, 8 straight wins over the Blue Hens before we took a look ahead to Southeastern Louisiana. Just talk about the victory over the Delaware.
Exciting game, obviously, you know, talking about going into that game as our rival game. Guys always get pretty fired up, and we had some real good performances and both sides of the ball, and we were able to come out victorious, which was real exciting, and happy to see that Changa Hodge, who is our first receiver, I believe, since 1999 to gain over 1,000 yards rushing in a season, receiving in a season, able to get some CA recognition this week. So excited for Changa. He had a great day. Dan Smith had another really good day, and we were able to come out with the win, which was really exciting whenever you're playing your rival.
3 straight wins for your team to finish the season. You started 6-0, then had that 3-game slide, and then you bounced back and finished with 3 straight wins. What's been the key to this recent surge, and do you feel like you are taking some pretty good momentum into the playoffs?
Well, I think the key when you look at those 3 games in the middle, as you just mentioned, call them bumps in the road. Obviously, you know, you got to be ready to play every week, and we had too many turnovers, really. I think that's a big part of it. We had too many turnovers in those games, and the most recent games that we've been able to come out on top, we've been able to protect the football and, you know, do a good job there. So that's probably as big a reason as any right now, I could say.
Okay, a couple of media questions in queue, if you'll get this for us, Pasha.
And your first question is from the line of Ted Lewis with the Baton Rouge Advocate.
Yeah, hi, Coach. Just a couple of questions for you. You know, you're a high ranked in Southeastern. It would seem like that being at home in colder weather would be to your advantage, and yet y'all are going to come into Louisiana to play. Does that upset you any? Or just the way it worked out, or how would you feel about it?
No, we feel fine. Our guys are excited to be, playing postseason competition, and that's the committee's choice. You know, we didn't win our league, so we didn't draw a first round bye, which would guarantee a home game after that. So we're just happy that we're able to extend our season and play in the postseason. We're looking forward to coming down there and up for, you know, challenging playing against a team that, at least what we see so far, the film looks pretty good and pretty explosive.
That was my next question. What do you see at Southeastern early looking at them?
Yeah, we're just getting at it now, but they look very athletic on film on both sides of the ball. You know, statistically, when you look at the things they're doing, I think both of us are very similar as far as how many points we're scoring, how many points we're giving up, so on and so forth. So, you know, you just got to show up, and hopefully we'll play a clean game down there. And as I just said on my previous statements prior to you getting on, you know, the key in games and all games is really, you know, minimizing your mistakes and, you know, taking care of the football and hopefully minimizing your turnovers. So that's what we're going to try to do. But on film, we're just getting into it now because, you know, when you find out yesterday afternoon, it takes a little while to download everything. So our staff is getting a start on things now, trying to, you know, decipher personnel and obviously scheme as well. So, but they look athletic from what I've looked at so far and look like they have a lot of weapons on both sides of the ball and, you know, guys that can make plays.
One last question. Daniel Smith comes to you over the summer. Tell me how that has changed the dynamic of your team. You know, coming, getting a quarterback like that, and all of a sudden he comes in. His leadership and just the way he has affected your team.
Well, he's a really good player, and I think it worked out really well from a perspective of our team really accepted him. Because sometimes, you know, if you have a lot of returning players and, you know, then you have a guy coming in from the outside, and we don't get a ton of transfers here at Villanova, so you never know how that's going to go. But Dan came in very humble and just competed and ended up earning the starting quarterback position, and the other quarterbacks that were in our program really helped him over the summer to learn, what Coach Bowden was asking them to do from spring practice and so on. So, it was just healthy competition. Dan's a real low-key kind of guy. He's not overly excitable. He's not. He doesn't get down. He's kind of a steady guy from that perspective. So, you know, he's come in, he's performed well, he's played well, and definitely fits into our program right now, and he's become one of the guys for sure.
Perfect. Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Kyle Kissing with Flow Sports.
Yeah, Coach, with Tanga having played the league he has pretty much all season, what did you see where he and Dan clicked so immediately in that offense?
Well, I think it's just been a progression, to be honest with you. You know, they got together in the summer when they had, you know, player run seven on sevens and so on. And this is the first year in three seasons where Tanga has been healthy throughout, knock on wood. Hopefully that'll continue. So I think Tanga is just really coming into his own, because if you look at the previous 2 years, he played as a true freshman for us, and we thought he was going to have a good start to the career and then continue to move from there. But 2 years ago, he got hurt in our first or second game against Temple and missed the rest of the year. So that's where he's able to get it next year, redshirt year coming back next year. But this is the first year Tanga stayed healthy throughout. So I think it's just a progression thing, and the more they work together, you know, week to week, I think it's just where they're developing that chemistry and so on. And Dan does a good job distributing the ball, but Tanga, obviously, in this most recent game, was the guy that he felt was open the most.
And, you know, Dan having thrown, you know, 8 touchdowns, I believe, in the last 2 games, is now over 30 passing and over 10 rushing on the season, which is pretty comparable to John in 2014. Do you feel like Dan should be right in that mix for that Peyton Hillard?
You know, not knowing what else is out there throughout the country, I think what he is doing is at least worthy of consideration. I know they added Dan to the, you know, watch list, quote-unquote, a couple weeks ago. So I don't know when that voting needs to be. I don't know how that works, to be honest with you. Again, that's another committee that's going to be choosing those things. So I don't know if it's just a regular season thing and the playoffs don't come into consideration, but you know, I think he's worthy of it based off his numbers for sure, not knowing what else is out there nationally, to be honest with you.
Thank you.
Your next question is from the line of Greg Medea with the Daily News Record.
Hey, Mark, just knowing how long you've been associated with the Villanova program, what's it mean for you to get the Wildcats back to the postseason for the first time since 2016?
Well, I'm excited for our players. You know, they've earned it. They've worked hard for it. They deserve it. Anytime you can get into postseason play, you got to be excited for your program, your university, and obviously the team that's in that opportunity right now. So I'm just glad, you know, that we're able to get there. You know, the previous 2 years, this is only my third year as the head coach here, but as you mentioned, I've been here a long time. So those other playoff opportunities with Coach Talley, the head coach, I've been part of that as well. So, you know, we'd like to be there every year, and we know how hard that is. And especially after the last 2 years with the injuries we've had and the finishes, you know, 2 consecutive seasons at 5-6, we're thrilled to be, you know, back in the postseason right now.
Got it. Thank you.
Mark, with all the big numbers that you put up in the passing game, it kind of a little bit flew under the radar. You also put up 211 yards on the ground. We've talked on the call about, you know, the adjustments you've had to make with the loss of Justin Covington. But how encouraging was that to see on Saturday as you head into the playoffs, especially getting 65 yards from Jalen Jackson?
Well, it was really good. You know, Jalen had missed a number of weeks and got in a little bit against Long Island 2 weeks ago, and then came out and had a really nice game this past weekend. So, you know, the more weapons you can have, whether it be in the backfield or at the receiving core, the harder it is to defend, obviously. And when you can have that balance, which is what we're always striving for, you know, have the balance in run and pass, you know, that helps in the game and how it goes. And I think that was a good thing to see this past weekend. So D-Will, TD, and Jalen, now we have 3 healthy guys in the backfield, which will be good, hopefully moving forward. And, you know, we're excited that Jalen's back and was able to do what he did on Saturday. And then Dan added some rushing yards as well. So it was good to have the balance attack for sure.
Obviously a long trip for your team on Saturday, but you guys have played quite a few road games. You played 6 of your first 9 on the road and had
quite a bit of success in those games. How do you hope that maybe that road experience that you've gained this year will benefit your team on Saturday?
You know, we kind of just felt that we've adopted kind of the road warrior mentality. That's kind of how we're talking to guys about it. And like I said earlier, we're excited to be playing in the postseason. So regardless of where we're going, you know, it's going to be a pretty direct flight, it seems, and it doesn't seem like the accommodations where we're going to be staying are very far from, you know, I believe we're flying into New Orleans. So nothing really changes from our mindset. You know, it's another game. It's the next game, and it happens to be an away game. So as far as our preparation and departure time on Friday and so on, it will be just like some of our other flights that we've had, you know, whether they be trips up to Maine or whether they be, you know, postseason trips in the past. So we're just taking the same approach we do every week and try to go out and prepare well.
One more before I let you go. As you said, it's the first time for this team to be back in 2016, but you certainly, during your tenure at Villanova, are very experienced with these playoff runs. What is the advice and the message to your players as they begin this run?
Well, I guess I just mentioned that a little bit, Rob. And Father Rob Hagan, who travels with us and travels with our basketball team, and he's one of our athletic directors and obviously our team chaplain. And when we get together with him every week before we go to a pregame meal, his famous quote is, nothing changes. You know, each week our approach is going to be the same as far as what we're doing in practice. This one's just slightly different, number one, because, you know, it's a little further flight than maybe we have if we're traveling within league. But other than that, you know, we follow and adopt the mindset of nothing changes. So our approach is going to be our approach, and we're going to come down and hopefully play at a consistent and, you know, smart level.
All right, Mark, thanks so much for taking time with us today. Safe travels to Louisiana, and hopefully we'll talk again next week.
Appreciate it, Rob. Thank you. Have a great
Thank you.
See you.
You too.